This is Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Colors of Progress is an art installation inspired by the sacrifices and accomplishments of LGBTQ people since the Stonewall riots 50 years ago this month. Those riots were a series of confrontations between police and gay rights activists in the early hours of June 28, 1969. Took place outside of the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in New York City's Greenwich Village. The Stonewall Uprising is considered by many to be the beginning of the modern gay rights movement, although we should mention, while Stonewall gets the lion's share of the attention, there were major uprisings in both San Francisco and Los Angeles years before Stonewall that also played a role in the movement. Colors of Progress is a partnership with the California Legislative LGBT Caucus and the Governor's Office. You can see the installation on the Capitol Mall between 9th and 10th Streets today and tomorrow, and a smaller version outside Governor Gavin Newsom's office at the California State Capitol Building today through the end of the month. We are joined by Trey Borden, the project's producer, and the installation's artist, Phil America. Welcome, both of you, to Insight. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
so,
thank you for having us.
Was this a collaborative effort? How did you come up with the idea?
Absolutely. I mean, everything that I do is a collaborative effort as an artist. And for this one in particular, it took Trey to make this thing happen, as does everything I do with him.
Trey, you've made other things happen around the city as well.
I like to think so.
But people that go to the Sunday Farmers Market under the freeway can see some of the work.
Yes. Yeah, so Bright Underbelly was the mural we did under the Farmers Market. We've done Portal, a few other things. More recently, a lot of them have kind of a progressive social message to communicate.
Right. Okay. And I didn't mean to interrupt you,
no,
Phil. You were continue. You were saying what inspired you?
No problem. I was just saying that I think what inspires me and from the start for this project in particular was the contributions of people from Stonewall all the way up until now. And that's really what we took the inspiration from for this project was really the voices and the activism that people have put in to get us to where we are right now.
So what was your vision and what will people see?
Well, my vision was to really uplift these voices quite literally and put them in the sky. And what people are going to see is not only the traditional rainbow flag that you're used to, the colors that you're used to seeing, but also a more progressive vision of that. So adding a whole number of other colors that highlight trans individuals who've done things for the movement, people who've lost their lives, people who are HIV positive and beyond. So
I understand that the number 96 plays a prominent role. Can you explain that a bit?
Yeah, there's 96 that are in this installation in particular.
96 flags.
96 flags. And then we've got 11 more that are outside the governor's office that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole number of other ones around the country.
And what does the number 96 have a significance?
I wish I could say it does.
How many flags we had to steam?
Oh. That's true.
It was extremely significant for me.
Yeah, so based on the permits that we were able to get and the size of the structure that we were able to get and then the size of the flags, it just kind of worked out mathematically, I guess.
Can you talk about a few of your other installations that involve flags that you've done?
Absolutely, yeah. Flags as a medium have been something that I've used in my artistic practice for quite some time. And so I've done some other projects. Like one example is I collected clothes from individuals who were crossing across the U.S.-Mexican border without permission and then kind of dissected those and re-sewed them together to create American flags and then framed them and hung them on the border itself, creating kind of like a gallery to create a conversation around what's going on at the border.
And you did one in an abandoned subway station as well.
That's right, in New York. And that one was focused on mass shootings. And so kind of like with this same, carrying that same theme, using the fact that a flag itself is a really charged material or charged item, and it's something that carries a lot of weight, using that, turning it on its head and using it as a tool for activism and really to highlight things that we need to talk about.
And I didn't mention this off the top, but you're both from Sacramento. Do I have that right?
That is right.
Amen.
Born and raised?
916.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you have a permanent sculpture in the Kings Arena, don't you?
Correct.
And what is that?
So that is, I took player-worn shoes all the way from the beginning of the Sacramento Kings era when they moved here to Sacramento all the way up until now, cut the shoes up, and then created a large installation made out of the cut-up shoes.
It's a crown.
It's a crown.
Yes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So yeah, it's one of the secondary logos that was that Ryan Brees from the Kings, the creative director there, put into play.
So for this installation, how did you decide which cities to go to first, and how does Sacramento play into that?
Well, both Phil and I are based in L.A., and so L.A. Pride was the first one that we went to, and it was obviously very important for us, given this is commemorating Stonewall, to culminate the project in New York. But a lot of the policies that have been adopted globally and especially in the U.S. have been born and conceived right here in the state capital of California. And so we thought it was a really appropriate place to begin. Sacramento is obviously a very diverse city. And the inclusivity and kind of whose voices we're seeking to highlight, we thought Sacramento was a perfect place to commence that conversation.
Yeah. The LA Times had an interesting article this weekend about a donut shop in Los Angeles in 1959, 10 years earlier, that had an uprising because that's where the gay community would meet, is at this donut shop. And it's a fascinating article if you just search it.
Right.
That's actually something we came across, that and a whole number of other uprisings that had happened in Los Angeles when we were digging through the archives at the One Archives at USC.
So we're speaking with producer Trey Borden and artist Phil America. They are behind the installation beginning today in Sacramento. It's in two places. One is on the Capitol Mall between 9th and 10th Streets. That will be just today and tomorrow because that's a traveling installation. And a smaller version outside Governor Gavin Newsom's office at the California State Capitol building. That one runs all the way through the month. I'm guessing you couldn't keep the larger one up into the weekend when the actual Pride celebrations are.
Yeah, so obviously we worked really closely with CHP. Hi, CHP, my new best permit-issuing friends. And they were really, this is unusual for the mall to have such a large-scale installation. So it ended up working out that we could do it for 2 days at the very start of Pride Month. We'll be doing an event with the California Legislative LGBT Caucus tomorrow at 10:30 to officially bring about Pride Month's announcement. I think the governor's making an announcement today. And then I actually think it's a really good opportunity to kind of have it travel physically to these locations. So the flags you see here are the same ones you'll see on Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A., same ones you'll see in New York.
Explain the importance of working with the LGBT caucus to make this happen.
Well, they are the leaders who are the most visible, kind of pushing our agenda on the legislative front. And so we really wanted their buy-in, and we approached them about first submitting quotes that we could feature in the project, and that became a more close partnership where they helped support it financially and then use this as a way to promote Pride Month. And the timing has worked out great. Sacramento Pride is next weekend. There's a conversation even currently right now about that the LGBT Center in Sacramento has initiated about how to incorporate police into the celebration. And I think that, you know, Stonewall is a remembering of an anti-police riot. And I think that when we approached this project, it was really about how do we highlight marginalized voices? You know, a lot of the people who have been carrying this this movement forward have been cisgender, have been white, and how do we elevate trans people of color, people who have HIV, people whose voices are not centered? And this is a really good opportunity to do this in one of the most diverse cities we have.
And the reason why police were part of these riots is because it was illegal in California and New York and all 50 states, I'm assuming, to gather as gay people at a bar, restaurant, or establishment. It was just the simple act of gathering was illegal.
Right. And so, when you know, you said earlier that it was a bunch of activists that initiated this. These are just normal people. These are just, you know, trans women and men of color, people who are hanging out, trying to have a community. And, you know, we're dealing with all sorts of harassment from the police, you know, to all types of authority figures. And I think that elevating these ordinary voices, because for some people, like, you know, Malaysia Booker, who was murdered in Texas last week, sheerly existing and taking up space is an activist act. And so we really want to honor those people who are not always the ones who are front and center in our community.
Will you be here for the weekend, or you have to leave and go where the flags go?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll definitely be keeping the flags close by. And so LA Pride is this upcoming weekend. Unfortunately, it's simultaneous with Sacramento. I'm a big Lizzo fan. Lizzo, who, by the way, also stands for a kind of more inclusive, more uplifting spirit. So I think it's perfectly in line with our installation. But yeah, we'll be traveling with it to LA. And then in a couple weeks, it'll be in New York.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being here today and talking about the issue and what inspired the installation. That was producer Trey Borden and artist Phil America. You can see the installation we've been talking about. It's right there on Capitol Mall between 9th and 10th Streets. It'll be today and tomorrow, and then the smaller version outside Governor Gavin Newsom's office at the California State Capitol building. That's today through the end of the month. You can read more about the story behind the work at capradio.org/insight. Thanks again to you both for being here. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.